Om Shanti. All of us today are highly privileged to have with us one of our senior brothers, Karuna Bhai, with us. The word Karuna means compassion. And Brother Karuna fits his name very well, because he is a soul who has compassion for all souls, come what may, whoever it may be. He came to Baba in the year 1960, that's nearly 46 years ago. At that time he was working as an engineer in a big company. And as he came to Baba, he felt that he should surrender his life to Baba. And he feels very honored when he thinks of how he took his spiritual birth. He says he took his spiritual birth in Mama's lap when she went to Bangalore. Yes, that's where he took his spiritual birth. And then since then he never looked back. He opened many centers in South India. He knows all the South Indian languages. He has traveled widely, not only in India but many parts of the world. And from 1970 onwards he started living in Madhuban. But I should say that he is the first soul who really introduced technology to Madhuban. The tape recorder, the TV, all the TV programs, the audio, the video. He is in charge of our audio-visual department. And you know, all the television programs which we hold, which we give, it's all because of his hard efforts. He is also the chief of the multimedia department in Madhuban. And what not, he holds so many portfolios. He also the PRO of this organization, you can say. And if you ask him about experiences with Baba and Mama, he can go on and on, unending, whole night. And he speaks from the heart. That's what Baba likes. If someone speaks only from the head, then that goes out from the head. But if someone speaks from the heart, then it appeals the heart. It like, you know, hits the heart. And that's what his quality is. Of course, he had to face so many obstacles. It's not so easy to reach this stage. And he too has crossed those obstacles. But he maintains a double light stage, even whilst crossing those obstacles, and therefore he finds it very easy. And that's why we told him to give a class on the subject, how to be an embodiment of solutions, so being double light, so that double light stage can lead to the solution to all problems. So he's going to share that with you this morning, and also share with you some beautiful experiences with Baba and Mama as well. And as I came to know that very soon he will be going to Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, on the invitation of these three countries, especially to share his experiences of Baba and Mama with the Brahmins, of course, and do lots of other service too. But today he's going to speak on how to solve all the problems or become an embodiment of solutions through the stage of double light. Brother Karuna.
Om Shanti. Today we want to jointly make some exercises how we can become double light. Because for double foreigners, to become double light should be more easier, I believe. First of all, we all have to agree that yes, we have to be double light, because we usually know the light, self as a light, God as a light. But this is double light. Here we all wants to feel lightness, that also double. Physical lightness and mental lightness. I am not talking about the weight of physical. If you are in a good health, maybe the size of body may vary, but still you can feel light. So to feel physically lightness, to feel mentally lightness, is also we Brahmins have learned. Of course from Baba Mama and Dadis. So let us think that are we really physically light? If you are physically not light, then what is the experience? If you are physically not light, then you feel sleepy, uneasiness, don't like anything, and even food may be very tasty, but you may not like when you are heavy. And it is all visible from your face. When you are not light, face is the symbol. Many times we don't know what's happening, but we don't like somehow. Usually the only solution is we would like to sleep away. Therefore, what causes this heaviness? We have complete knowledge, not half knowledge, but all of us have complete knowledge, because knowledge, full God is giving us the knowledge. There was a time Baba used to say, Baba has not given you the complete knowledge, Baba will give. This I am talking about 40-45 years back. But now we don't say that. Now Baba also says, I have given you everything. I have given you the complete knowledge. So therefore, we are all master of knowledge, knowledge full. We have knowledge. But still we find sometimes uneasiness, sometimes heaviness. What is the reason? The common and simple reason is we have, all of us have some restrictions. You know, we have accepted in a particular way. If this is like this, this is okay. If it is not like this, then it is not okay. We have made our own different choices, like and dislike. All of us have something. We are not aware of it. But when we come in action, it comes out. We like this, we don't like this. We enjoy this, we don't enjoy this. We like so-and-so company, this I don't like. We have come a long way with our own system. Of course, we have become Baba's children. We have accepted Baba's methods, knowledge, system, culture. We call it as Brahmin culture and all that. Knowingly, still we find sometimes we feel heavy. It is because that still we have some differences between the present culture and Brahmin culture. The one simple thing I adopted as Shiluban said, I learned this from Baba, that everybody love Baba. I am talking of Brahma Baba. Whoever goes to Baba, meets Baba, their knowledge or not in knowledge, BK or non-BK, anything, whoever goes to Baba, they feel happy. And they say, oh, Baba, my Baba, our Baba. So that I have learnt from Baba that if everybody can accept Baba as Baba is, Brahma Baba, as everybody could accept Mama also. All dadis also used to say Mama, Mama, Mother. Accept Mama as Mother, Baba as Baba, Father, everyone. What is that speciality that everybody accepts them, not we? We are not accepted by all. A simple question, you know, came to me. So what should I do? Follow father and mother, Baba says. So how should I follow father and mother that others accept me? The simple answer was, first, Baba accepted me. Then I accepted Baba. I still remember that first scene when I met Baba. Just hands were like this. Come, child, like that. Who I am? What I am? He never questioned me. The first meeting itself. Come, child. Wholeheartedly, with so much of love, unconditional. He never even thought what I am, how I am, what I will be useful, what I can do, what I am not. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just he accepted me as I am. That is the lesson which helped me even today. The first thing comes to my mind when I see someone is, I accept them. What they are, from where they are, see, in the world, when they see someone, a question mark comes, always. Any unknown person, when they see, a question mark comes. It is who is, why is coming, what we have to do with them. Mostly in these cosmopolitan cities, you know, the big cities, big towns, it is abroad or here, we don't know who is in the neighborhood. Nobody bothers. Even I find sometimes traveling also, India as abroad, you know, some people don't like to even see the faces. They just do like this, avoid. Even we Brahmins have our own reservations that I don't think we are so open, no. We also have our own these things. But at least when someone comes in front of you, known or unknown, maybe we have past experience also, bad experiences with them, waste of time, useless. But Baba had only one quality, that is, accept at that time. Whoever comes. It's difficult, knowingly, unknowingly, it is difficult to become on the first time like Baba. You know, the quality called acceptance. I don't know it's in your list or not. But I found this quality has helped me a lot to be light. The weight comes when there is a question mark, when there is a reservation, when there are differences. So therefore, if you want to be light, the first thing what we have to have, without any conditions, any reservations, if we can accept person or situation or the present time, we will be light. If we have a little question mark, then the heaviness starts. And more we stick to that, more and more it increases. I don't bother, I don't care, it's okay, I will accept. Power to face, we say, it may be little difficult because you need power to face. But if you can start with the acceptance, okay Baba, whatever is there, okay, okay. That gives me more pleasure. And I found what I was thinking, you know, maybe this is a big problem, maybe this is a nuisance or the waste of time or a problem. Because I said, Baba, okay, I accept. The problem has almost become zero. And with a little efforts, it has solved. It's finished. This is one of the quality which helped me, which I learnt from Baba. Baba accepted me without any conditions. Why I am repeatedly telling this to you is, all of you have been accepted by Baba without any conditions. Baba never asked any one of you who you are, what you are, how pure you are, how much of qualities you have, how much of nothing, nothing. Baba said, oh, come children, you are my children. He just accepted us. And we have reservation to accept anyone. How many of us have accepted how many people? Forget about accepting all. So this is one of the way where we have to still make clear that how many we have accepted in our life. Acceptance, yes. All of us have accepted some things. Dadiji is very good, our Dadiji, my Baba. So many things we have accepted. My friend, my teacher, my job. There are many, many things we liked, we accepted. No problem. You are liked with that. The heaviness comes only the things what we have not accepted, which makes you a question mark. So, how to extend our acceptance towards the rest of the world, which we have not accepted yet? Every one of us has some time or somewhere, I don't accept this, is still in our dictionary. No, no, I don't accept this. If we can accept it, the as it is, first of all, I don't say that I will accept if this is like this. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about as it is. I always remember that. I was not a very good boy. No, I was just 21. Just like a normal person. I will even say, naughty boy. But Baba accepted me. Without even bothering, without questioning, without anything. But we are very cautious. We have a lot of reservations. So if we can just relax in our rules, okay, okay, okay. Okay, Baba, because Baba is with us. After all are Baba's children. We like it or not, they are Baba's children. Baba accepts the whole world, you know, as his own children, everyone. Baba don't deny anyone. So, if we have to become the world servers, if we really have to become light for ourselves, And if we want to become the instruments of God to make others light, we don't know. Because of our reservation, many may be heavy. We may feel light. By not accepting many, we may feel light. Oh, no, I don't want to. But our not accepting may make many people heavy also. Especially in Laukik, either in the family or in the work, we have become Brahmins, we have our own way now, and we would like to go in the way we want, and we don't bother about them. No. But I request actually, because you are not bound to, especially double foreigners, they don't bother. They are very free. India, we have family bondages and, family. But many of you have that freedom of, independent. That's why I say, I request. Try. Just accept anyone as they are. Try. It may give you some more happiness. It's difficult, I understand. We know their nature, we see their life, we see everything is visible. If Baba can knowingly accept us, and if we can also try a little, just accept as they are. Okay. You are okay. You are good. It will give you not only lightness, but more happiness also. It's a practical experience, we have to do it. Why I am telling you is, as much I go with family, BK family, most of the time I go with the worldly people. And I would like to have a similar thinking that I accept them, I accept my family here. The difference is, when I accept them as they are, their dealing towards me or the relation towards me will be improved, rather it becomes like, in Baba's words, they have a lot of respect for you. Otherwise, they never have. With whomever I deal, I try to, accept them as Baba's children. Love them, respect them. Whatever they may be. Then, the dealing or the relationship between us will not be just like, doing something for some purpose. It doesn't stop there. But it becomes a type of relationship. Even after we come out from there, they feel something happiness. And whenever they want, they talk again with us, I always get this remark from them that, Karunabhai, when we speak to you, we feel very light and we feel very happy. It's not that I give them something or... No. It is just I accept them, appreciate them. Even sometimes I tell their qualities to them. Oh no, you are very good. You are too considerate. You understand my problems. You really solve a little of their qualities. That really makes us so much easy that you will be able to do more than what you are doing today. Individually we are doing a lot. Every Baba's child has so much of, you know, energy, capacity, intelligence, sincerity. We do a lot. But one, because the other one we have reservation. Maybe we are staying together, living together, working together. We may be even teachers. I'm giving examples. Just because we don't accept each other as we are, there is little heaviness. Always we are not light. Let us try. That's why I told today, let us make an exercise today. Let us decide today, let me try. Okay, fine. That makes a lot of reference to become light. If someone is heavy around you, and you may say, I am very light, I don't bother, I am okay. I don't think that okay is a permanent okay. So it is not sufficient that if I am alone light, but if I don't make someone around me light, that heaviness can come to me all the time. When I see this side, it comes on me. Because they are not light. So it is our responsibility. Once we learn how to become light, the light ones can carry the light ones. If you are heavy, you can't carry it. So we have to help others. I mean, this is another simple way. As I said, the first simple way was accept and then try. Similarly, the second one is, we have some responsibilities. We are instruments of Baba. We are the ones who became Baba's children first, then others. So we have certain responsibilities. That is, how to make others light also. And forget about your heaviness for a moment. And if you start doing, helping others how to become light, then I think it is far easier to become light for ourselves. I remember I asked this question with Baba and Mama. Baba, I am just a child now. It's only a week, it's only a month, it's only an year. That how can I give this knowledge to others? How can I make them yogis? So Baba said, if you can give the knowledge to others heartily, not only intelligence, then you yourself also become pakka. You will be a better yogi. Yes, I found that. And that has helped me a lot. So I always think how I can help others. That has helped me all the time to be light. So therefore, this is the second method I practice to become light, that help others to be light. Our heaviness we distribute without our knowledge. You know, when we see someone, oh no, not now. They are very busy, they are very tight, they are not in mood. So that means they have transmitted their heaviness to us. But when you think of making others light, you are automatically light. You feel light. It's the simplest way to become light. Because you need not search for people who are heavy. Almost everyone having something or other, some problem. They are always available for you. You need not search for them. You will see the face, you will see something or other. So once you think on that level, then you find that you are more heavy. The one more we Brahmins feel heavy sometimes because of, somehow or other, we have taught ourselves that we are responsible for this. Including Baba criticize we teachers also sometimes, my center. So if there is anything attached to my or importance that I give, you know, this is, I am responsible for this, I have to do this. That also can make us sometimes heavy. Now the Christmas is coming, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. No, one is planning, okay, we do this. No, I have to do this, this has to be done. Doing is one thing, but taking it as a heavy. That's why Baba always used to give us one word, which, you know, for some people it looks, you know, what is this Baba telling? So in Hindi, you know, we say one word, very beautiful word. It's only we, the children who lived with Baba, use that word very well. Only we enjoy that. Any big job, any toughest task, we use that word. Hua pada hai. You can write it also. HUVPADA. Hua pada hai. HAI. Now, before even, you know, doing it, Baba always tells us that that task has already been done. If someone goes to Baba and tells us, Baba, this is very tough, we have to do this, that, like this, Baba will just smile, child, don't worry, it is already successful and it has already been done. So this one small mantra of Baba always gave us so much strength to do anything impossible. First, when it looks impossible, but the Baba's mantra, it is possible. Otherwise, I tell you the latest, the impossible things what Baba made to happen was, like London, I was there. The jam program, such a biggest hall in London, overfull in it, the first time it happened. And in India also, when Baba said you make mega programs, see, the Brahma Kumari's program, maximum maybe 5,000 or maximum 10,000 we had. But 100,000, we could never even think about it. Baba, Brahma Kumari's program, 100,000. Baba just said, yes, it was. It is. So we did it, and an experiment, Gujarat we did. It happened. More than 100,000 people came. He got confidence. And we did it all over India, everywhere. Even now I am coming from, directly from a place called Belgaum. The whole big stadium, you know, it was overfull. It's happening. First, we could never think about it, but Baba's this mantra, Hua Pada. Yes, it is done. So therefore, we have to, if you want to do something impossible, you think that it is not possible, then it is not possible. But if you think, yes, Baba has helped me to do it, because usually we do it, but Baba says, I can also do some things for you. I don't know how many of us use him. He says, I am free. I am always free. In Hindi we call it as Karan Karavanahar. Baba, if Baba wants, Baba can do also for you. And he makes you to do. Good. Why we are doing all this? Baba is making us to do. That's fine. But have you ever thought that he also can do? If you want to test Baba, you can test. But take something impossible, not the normal things, no. I have tested in my life. Whole of my life, I put Baba in trouble. Baba, this has to be done. He has to do it. He did it. I have no chance to say I have done it. No, because it was impossible for me to do it. Then only I tried to do it. Many, many things I can tell you. So, impossible things, Baba can do it. Possible things, yes, we do it. So let us have him also. If you are feeling little heavy for anything, okay Baba, now this is for you. You have to do it. Then you will see, you will be very light. You will never feel that. This is the third thing what we have to, because Baba loves us so much. See, many times the Baba has a question, you know. You love me or I love you? Who loves more? Of course, we would like to say, Baba, we love you more. Because we really love him. But to be honest, he also loves us so much. Otherwise, why should he take so much of task, you know, creating this whole thing? Nobody takes the responsibility of, you know, who made this Gyan Sarovar? Who made this Shantivan? I don't think anyone will claim that. Who made this Oxford or the GRTH? Nobody takes it. Baba had to, you know, every Murli we wait for Baba. What Baba is going to tell us again? We wait for Baba to tell us, because we know Baba is going to give us something more, so that, you know, we children become better and better. So that means he is always doing. He thinks more about us. Even he goes to an extent of, you know, before you say, and I know what you want to say. The thoughts reach first to Baba. Then we write letters or we talk. It is the communication through heart. That how much we communicate with Baba, the power. So that is the thing what makes us not only light and happy also. We are happy because Baba is with us. We are light because Baba helps us. So the lightness is our birthright. Heaviness is not our birthright. So today we start our day just like, you know, when you have a good sleep, you say, oh, good sleep, I am awake like that. So we always start our day, I am very light today. And we manage it for the whole day, yes, I am very light. Situations may come, Baba would like to test us. We accept it. Okay, Baba, fine, you want to test me, okay. But I am light. So we learn to talk to Baba also by that. Otherwise, you know, if everything is the way we want and we don't try to do something impossible, then Baba also feels, okay, leave them, let child be easy. But as the Supreme, the Almighty, all-powerful God is with us, we should try to help others to be light. So my intention today is not that we became light and fly. That's not only my aim. But if all of you decide today, Baba, give me a chance today to make someone light. We request Baba. We give this job to Baba. Baba, see today. So let us always be ready to make others light. I think then this becoming double light is really going to prove, yes, we are double light. We are very good at light. We know with the education, nowadays they say, if something is taught through visuals, it leaves 75% in our memory. If it is words, it's only 25%, they say, in the education field. Even in meditation, I request brothers and sisters to have some visual way of meditating. You are in Madhuban. Whatever you like here, try to print that scenes in your mind. You are good at taking photographs also. What you like, what you feel happy, these visuals can always make you happy. The scene sceneries of meeting Baba, being with Baba, each place you visit, Baba's rooms, Shantistam, anything you feel like, nice, good, just try to make the visuals in your mind. Why I am insisting this is that a recent experience I had, I was telling even yesterday to someone, I was taking, you know, nowadays these mobiles, you know, they have cameras always nowadays. It's a common thing in India, everyone. So whenever I see a Baba's photo, Brahma Baba's with Shiva Baba on the top, I just try to take. Wherever I go, in different centers, different places, you know, they are with different colors, different way, different art, they do it. I love to do that. In one place when I took, suddenly, I found a light here. How it came, I don't know even that. Because in that picture it was not there. But when I saw it, there was a light here. Glowing light like. I said, wow, what is this? I transferred it on my computer as a screensaver. When I see it, I really feel so much happy, that glowing light here. Otherwise, you know, we always see Baba's, you know, sights. But in that picture, there was a glowing light. I sent to so many people. It's 12 o'clock. I was telling about Brahma Baba's face with a glowing light here. After I started seeing that photo in my computer, in the mobile, and wherever I go, wherever I see Brahma Baba's photo, that light reminds me again. So that has made an impact, the visual impact, that even for myself, that I feel that yes, something is glowing here. Because I see Baba's glowing light in front of me. So a natural feeling of I am a light and I am communicating with light. And on every one's forehead, I feel, yes, there is a light glowing. So these small visual things help us a lot to be conscious of light. Because earlier we discussed about becoming light in our day-to-day actions. But to become the conscious of light, because we are light, point of light, but a glowing light. See, we are able to pass this light from eyes to eyes, wherever we are. You close it, there is a darkness. You open it, there is a transmission. So, it the light of the soul we can pass through. This is one way, and another way is through thoughts also. Through thoughts, the light of the soul that goes. How much we are powerful, so far the light passes. So that light is also important. How much we are able to glow ourselves. That's also one of the practice we are trying to do. That is the double light. Of course, we do a lot of yoga, and all that time, the we souls become more powerful. We sometimes make bhatti and all that. It is to make ourselves more powerful, so that we can transfer the thoughts far. Even Baba says, every one of us are the world servers. So how are we serving the world? We all of us are having a small area of living and serving. Then how are we becoming the world servers? That is through the thought. So when we do the Amrit Vela meditation, especially Baba says, come out from your bed, come out from your room, go up, sit on the globe, above the globe, then give your sights to the whole world. The world servers. We can give our positiveness, the happiness, the lightness to the whole world, provided we are double light. One is light by ourselves so that we can fly, and the glow by ourselves, the spiritual, the spirit, the soul. More we are powerful, more we can communicate. But I found this both lightness touches to the heart through love. Baba loved all of us. We loved Baba. So we always say, Baba, I love you. Baba, I love you. So if our lightness has to reach to someone, you have to feel that I love you. I love them. Otherwise, it will not reach. As I said, acceptance is a beginning, but love is the second one. We accept, but do we really love them? We have a reservation. We are very reserved. We don't want to love everyone. Only whom we want, we love. Every one of us very restricted in it. But we, all of us want Baba should love us. Everybody will say, Baba loves me, Baba. But we are reserved. So that also we have to extend. We have to take out the barriers. Start with acceptance, then transfer the part of love. And then only we will be able to make this world a loveful. Peaceful is the common word now. You know, everybody wants peace, world needs peace, that's all. People end there. Okay, we are all peaceful, it's fine. But if we are not loveful, then there is nothing. Everybody can be just peaceful and go alone. No. We enjoy the love, the real love of God. So when are we going to transmit the love towards the world? Love to all. So that can happen only first we accept, then we give our love to them. They may accept it or not, because they are also reserved. Because love is not one side, love is give and take. Accept is one side. Okay, okay, whatever you are, I accept you. But love is not one side. It is, if when we give love, then they also start giving love. So when we give and take, then it really becomes love. So we are tested. It's not that easy. The acceptance may be easy, but love is not easy. So it starts from internally by thought. Then now love doesn't end with just thought, but it is in action also. Even in your sight, even in your thought, even in your words. It should pass on. Peace is easy. You sit in peace, it reaches to others. Oh, don't disturb. They are sitting in peace. That's fine. But love is different. So it's another subject which we learned from Baba. See, we call God as ocean of peace and ocean of love also. Brahma Baba and Mama, they were not only peaceful, but they were very loveful, very loveful. Even dadis are very loveful. So that's another lesson what we have to practice, that how to become loveful to all. which are very, very restricted and very, very cautious. Om Shanti. Any questions? Impossible to? Okay. See, when we came to knowledge, Baba was telling us that the whole world will receive Baba's message. But we were only very few, maybe in few thousands, all over India, we were only few thousands Baba children. We were making our efforts to give this message to people, but they were not accepting. They were just, you know, ignoring us. But always we were giving the efforts, as we say, you know. That is, all the time we expected that the people should get the message. And we know it is, at that time, we feel that, you know, people were not accepting us, people were not, you know, prepared to hear. Even if we make a big exhibitions and all, but still, you know, people, very few people come in that and all that. But Baba always used to say, you just do it, and it is Baba's responsibility to see that, make it success. So, the attempt or the efforts we have not left. All the time, we thought we should do it. And every time when we did that, Baba used to help us and it has happened. In every efforts, what we have done in a mass scale when we want to do, it was only our challenge, but Baba has helped us. A recent one thought, as I told you, the mega programs and all, it was the magics of Baba. But similarly, one day, I got a thought that, you know, we used to send these Baba's Murlis to all over the world by post, and they used to receive according to the dates, and they used to read and all that. So I was all the time dreaming, Baba, is there any method or any possibility that we all children read the same Murli at the same time in all the centers around the world? It was just a thought. Slowly, slowly, it evolved. And today, yes, it is a reality that all of us, anywhere in the world, we all read the Murlis together. Similarly, you all hear Baba wherever you are, and some people even see. It was an impossible like. But slowly, slowly, it has become a possibility. And when Baba speak here, you are able to hear everywhere, all over the world, Baba's children. It's not that, you know, we had a plan, we had a vision, it can be done, and no. It was only a thought and an effort. And only thinking all the time that, yes, Baba will make it success. Because it's a vision and it is for Baba's children. Similarly, there are many channels in the world. In India, we started a thought. Okay, there are many television channels. Why not Baba's message in it? Yeah, the people used to laugh at us when we go to them. No, not this. No, nothing. This cannot go in. But we started going to them all the time. We never left the effort. And I am happy to tell you today, it took years, and continuous, and only always, because humanly it is impossible. Yes, you may show something by paying if you want. You pay some dollars or this, and then show something, and it is end. But daily, continuously, in someone's channel, it's not our channel, it is world channel. But challenging. Baba, you have to do it. You have to do it. It's only you can do it. And I am glad today, at least for 5 hours every day, in different channels, Baba's messages are going on. And of course, without paying. We are not paying. We are famous for that. Oh, Brahmagmas, they will not pay. Karuna Bhai will not pay money. In the whole of industry, they know that. But in this commercial world, it is impossible to put something on the channels unless it is, you know, very big thing. Sometimes news is okay. Any big program you make, they give news or they... But every day, continuously, yes, Baba did it. In India it happened, and now slowly, slowly it is happening around the world also. So, the mass communication, you see, Baba says that the message should reach to everyone. So, that's happening, but just with Baba's help, not with us. How he touches someone and touches, you see, some intellect and it happens. We just make, going on making efforts, serving them, and it is happening. Otherwise, humanly, it is impossible. So, similarly, indirectly, always there was a thought in this soul, that Baba, why not our own one channel? If Christians can have a God TV, and Muslims can have a Quran TV, QTV they call, and all that. Why not a Om Shanti TV? It's always a question to Baba. Baba, no, we must have. Then what is problem? You have it, but it costs a hell. The costliest on this earth today, that is this television lines. It's costing, you know, millions and millions. So no question, you know, Dadi will never allow me to spend so much of money on, you know, a 24-hour channel. They will say, no. But thought is still there, that Baba, we should have one. So Baba has to do it because we want to have a channel. So recently some development has taken place, that is the technology has changed a lot, the cost has came down so low, at least in India now we are having more than about 200 centers. We call it as closed TV. So if Baba is speaking here, or Dadis are giving class here, which can be seen and heard like a television, but on a screen big, even 500, 600, 800 people sit and see and hear. That development Baba has done this year. It is like our own channel now, and we are connected in the centers, not going outside, no, not yet. So this is one of the small development Baba has done. And at the end, we may open it to all, because Baba says, all are Baba's children. So, it's happening slowly, but in time, Baba may open it, and it may be a reality, in a very short time. But it's all in the hands of Baba again. Humanly, I cannot think about it. Because so much of money, expenses and all that. But Baba is doing it. So this is some of the things in my experience. Every one of you may be having many experiences, but my field is media. So in the media line, something or other, all the time I experiment and Baba helps me. So recently I tried one more experiment that was, there is one group in this world called public relation. They are not media. They are the fathers of media, who control the media, who use the media, who make image of the organizations. The public relations, they make the image of the organization where they are working. The image of the organization and image of the products also. How things are sold nowadays, you know, it is all because of the publicity. And they make an image of it and people go to that. So, we had not tried that so far. And 2 years back, the thought came, Baba, we should try. I was called once to speak on a World Public Relations Association in Delhi. They had a conference, international. They asked me to speak in that. So I went there. A thought came, why not we start serving these people who really make image of many things, you know, in the world. Why not they make the image of Baba? So we should serve them. A thought started, made efforts and efforts and efforts. We did a small association of few Baba's children who are doing public relations service professionally. We made a small organization, we registered, we did a conference, national conference. 250 PRs came in that. They were so happy. We called this golden triangle because professionalism and ethics were there, but we added the spirituality in it. They were surprised. Otherwise, professionalism and spirituality were different always. But when we included this, it became a golden triangle, and we are known for that today. Oh, this PR organization is for spirituality. So now every month they are asking us to give a course to them on spirituality so that their profession becomes more humble, more pure and full of ethics, values. So every profession is losing the values nowadays. So they are feeling very happy that now our profession will go up with the spirituality, with the values. So Baba has made it, but it took about 2 to 3 years. Otherwise it is impossible to touch them even. But it's happening in India. Of course, voice and images abroad, they are doing a very good job. I have seen they are doing really good job and they are touching so many people by that way. So in India also we do that. As brother asked, so if we think of something impossible, Baba will make it possible. Otherwise, it is in the normal way, these things are not possible. Om Shanti.